Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Leno came out and went on a 19-2 run in the third quarter where they held Medina without a field goal. So I wanted to get the head coach on, Paul Wackerly, today to congratulate him on the win and ask him a tale of two halves. Coach, what did you say at halftime last night? Because your girls responded in a big, big way.
Well, you know, we really didn't say too much. We just talked a little bit about to our seniors and not about, you know, being their last practice, if they wanted that to be, be done and not practicing today a little bit. And then we did talk about some of our, get our inside game a little bit better. We weren't doing that well with that the first half. But our defense actually was doing real well the whole time, honestly. You know, they had 22 at half, so we weren't really upset with that too much. It was just our offensive production. When we weren't moving, it seemed a little, our nerves a little bit, and we were a little frozen on our feet. But they loosened up and got after it, and then we were able to put some real good things together.
Yeah, you were. You outscored them 37-16 in that second half. Like I said, 19-2, hold them without that field goal. Defensively, you were happy, like you said, the entire game. But what was it in that third quarter? Was there a little bit more pressure? Was it extending the defense? So what was the difference there where they didn't score a single field goal, a three or anything?
Yeah, we had our matchup zone going, and we just got wider, and then we just recognized that, you know, the better shooters a little bit more. And so our communication was a lot better too. So that helped a lot. I mean, so it was more just about getting spaced a little bit wider because they weren't playing inside. They weren't going inside too much, but they hit some threes early in the first half and that, and weren't covering as well. So we really were just doing that. We just got a little wider, and the kids actually took care of itself. You know, I take the credit for it, but they actually did it.
Yeah, they did, and Breezy Williams came alive for you. Great ball handler. I saw the Euro step layup last night and everything. I think she finished with 16. How important is it this time of the year, whether it's the high school level, the college level, or when the tournament in the NBA rolls around, guard play, Coach, this time of the year, to have somebody like that with a handle like that that can be a leader and get the ball to your key scorers or score herself?
Yeah, well, it's really important. You know, I always said, you know, I don't care if it's girls or boys, if you have a post presence and a good point guard, you got a chance to put something together, you know. And we happen to have both those. And, Breezy, she really played a great second half, but she does that pretty much every tournament. Last year she did like three, I think, our district finals and both our regional finals. I think she had 18, all three of them. So she has a tendency to step up with them kind of games.
Now, that's great to have, and you mentioned Jordan Weir, your post player there, too, had a very good game. You could see her presence being felt on the inside. There were a number of times where Medina maybe had shots they could have taken in the paint. They elected not to pass out. Does she have that effect on a lot of teams, or was it just Medina last night?
No, she has it on all of them. That happens a lot. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty consistent to how our defense is played, and she does a good job with it, yeah. So, yeah, that sure helps us control paint, that's for sure.
So you get the win last night over Medina, and now you're playing in the regional championship again. What, third consecutive year in the regional championship, Coach?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, last year you win it, but the plug's pulled on the season, and we talked last year, I remember, at that time, because a lot of people felt you guys had a chance to win the whole thing last year. So this year you're playing in the regional championship, and we're knocking on wood that there will be two more games after that for your girls and everything. But you're playing a very good Hoban team who beat McKinley last night. What did you see in that game before your game, or what did your scouts see, I guess, before that game as you prepare for Hoban for Friday night?
It's a little different than what my daughter would be. Hoban has more of an inside presence. They have a good post player themselves, and they have another girl who plays inside a little bit. So, you know, the paint's going to get a little bit harder for us. They shoot the ball too. You know, they have some shooters, but their main thing is, you know, actually playing inside like we do a little bit. So, if we can stay out of foul trouble, you know, and get them in foul trouble, I think that's going to really be a big difference in who controls the paint in this game.
How about your seniors? The fact that this will be, I'm guessing they were on the team as sophomores, maybe didn't play as much, but were still part of it, practicing and maybe participated. Mm-hmm. But seniors like Mia Metz and Lexi Kleptich and anybody else I'm forgetting there, how important are they in this game on Friday night?
Well, they're really important. They're our role players. You know, Lexi does a good job for us. I mean, she defensively, she doesn't break too much, and she's very good at making reads and bumping off and guarding who's what and not like breaking down on her assignments. But Mia had a good all-around game yesterday. Anaya Hall has played all 4 years at varsity, so she blew her ACL out last year, so she missed our run last year. But she played her freshman sophomore, so she was down there as a sophomore student in our state run that time. And, of course, last year she didn't get a chance to. So she's back as a senior and doing real well. So, you know, it's good to have her back. But she's been watching this. You know, she's been doing it for 4 years.
That leadership crucial at this time. Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking at a roster right now, and I'm looking at Metz, and I wrote a couple of things down here. She had some sweet passes last night in the game. The extra pass, she could have taken the shot, Coach, and it looks like a good shot, but you know what? There's a better shot if you make one more pass. How crucial is that to your offense if you're going to be successful Friday night, not tomorrow night, Friday night against Hoban and moving forward?
Well, you know, our offense, you know, for the last 3, 4, or 5 years, I mean, well, actually most of my career, honestly, we've never had a kid that even averaged 18 points a game, honestly. Our kids are around 14 or under, or, you know, but we have a bunch of them. You know, we got, you know, the 14s, the 13s, and some 11s, and some 9s. So, and we have a different high score on most of our games. So our balance is how our system's designed. So it helps us, and we've always played that way. So, yeah, it definitely makes a big difference.
So compare, Coach, if you can, this year's team to last year's team. Is there an area where you're stronger? Is there an area where you're a little concerned with? Or is it about even, maybe?
I would say we don't shoot the three as well as we did last year. But we do get to the rim. Our defense is better than last year, our defensive presence. But our inside game is better. So, you know, we lost a little outside shooting, but we gained inside. And Breezy at point is, you know, she's just a better point guard. I mean, so that helps all around. So, yeah, I mean, we're not shooting the ball as well as we did last year, but at the same time, we're doing some other things really good.
Some keys for tomorrow night. If I keep saying tomorrow night. I'm thinking it's Thursday, Coach. It's only Wednesday.
You.
You know, this pandemic, doing my show from home, I don't know what day it is, what time it is. You know, it's like, holy cow. So Friday night, I'll get it right. Friday night in my neck of the woods, actually, at Medina High School. Nice gym, too, to play in. Isn't Medina a nice gym to play at, Coach?
Yeah, it's nice. It's actually a smaller court. It's an 85-foot court, where most high school gyms are 92 now. So
yep.
it's an older court. I mean, believe it or not, it's a style of high school gym. It used to play back in the day, but it's a nice court, though. Yeah, it's a nice place.
So what are the keys to Friday night's game against Hoban for you guys to advance to Dayton?
I think the key is going to be the paint game. I think whoever wins that paint game is going to be the team. I really believe that's going to be the difference. So, you know, how we control the ball and taking care of the, you know, time of possession, plus, you know, not missing opportunities when someone's in the paint and, you know, jack of threes or whatever when we should be throwing inside. So, playing inside out is going to be a real important thing for us offensively. But the paint game, their paint game and ours, it's going to be, I think that's what it's going to come down to.
And correct me if I'm wrong on this, Paul, doing some research. The last 2 years, it was Eastlake North in this game, right? So it's a different opponent this year with Hoban, correct?
Yep, that's correct, yes.
All right, so Pam Davis, you know Pam Davis, right? I mean, what kind of factor is that? Yeah, I mean, she's not with McKinley anymore, doesn't have missed basketball, but here she is in the regional final. You're going up against Pam.
Yep. It's we've played against each other many times, so, yeah, very familiar with each other.
Is there an advantage to that one way or the other, or no, because it's a completely different she's in a different school and it's a different year and all that?
Yeah, different type players she has, too. I mean, you know, they got like 10 new players this year, you know, on the roster. I mean, like there's no team left from last year, what they had last year. There's actually 10 new kids that actually came in this year. So she has 10 transfers on her. So it's a little different than what we were used to seeing. So it's definitely a different situation for us, for sure.
Well, maybe your advantage will be that togetherness, that camaraderie. The experience, right. Sure. I think it's a huge factor when it comes to basketball this time of the year.
Butler back in the day, you know, Stevens was making it to the Final Four and playing games. And, you know, his system, and he had those one-and-done teams that were playing against him. He was knocking them off because he has seniors that played together, and he made a good run a couple times because of that. So that's how I compare it.
Yeah, think back to Izzo, too, and his runs. Just recently, he started losing guys to one or two and duns, right? They were basically like four-year guys with the Flintstones when they won the title back in the day.
Right, exactly.
So hopefully that'll work to your advantage, in the game.
Yeah.
On Friday night. A couple other things I'll let you go here. We're going to have the game for everybody, by the way, Friday night right here on WHBC, so you can listen to it live here on 1480. To win a state championship, Coach, what are some of the keys to winning a state championship as you guys are so close and we're all pulling for you and all that, but as you look back over the years that you've coached in that, what are some of the keys in order to A, get down there, and this year it won't be Ohio, it'll be Dayton for the boys and the girls, and then to pull it off?
Well, you know, I think I actually think one of the biggest things is your chemistry and how your kids, you know, gel and, even get all along off the court. I think chemistry is a huge deal because I really believe when you get down there, we've been there, you know, a couple of times. When I was at Hoover, you know, we actually won it down there. And so I think that chemistry thing is a big deal because I think when adversity hits, and you're going to have it down there. I mean, you're going to play two games, and you're going to have that moment when they're making a run and how you handle that and how you play through it. But it's the chemistry that takes care of that, and I think that's a big key. And I think your senior leaders, I mean, have a little experience. Someone on the floor that kind of is a general a little bit, can do some things, and it keeps that kind of together. So, yeah, you know, I think it's a cut, you know, and I think in a lot of times, you know, when someone has a big run, you just got to have some kids that know how to play and stop runs. So that 6-0 run can't be an 8-0 run. You got to come down and do something and execute, you know, something. So I really think, you know, just cutting runs down and their chemistry does that a lot. So.
That's why I asked. I know you wanted it, Hoover. I remember when the Jackson boys won it. That was a close-knit team with Coach DeBevick, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Those guys, you know, they played Moeller in the championship game that year. And when there was a mini run going on, either Kyle Young or Logan Hill or Kyle Nicola, any one of those guys. And that's the great thing about your team, too. It's any one of your players can step up and hit that shot, right?
Yeah, that's what we like. I mean, yeah. Sometimes we go down our five plays, there's two, because a lot of teams have just two, and then they have the rims, but ours aren't role players. I mean, all five can, you know, score, and they all can score big. It's a certain game. Sometimes they score four, and they come out, and sometimes they score 17. But we always had a big saying here, you know, our five's going to beat your one, our five's going to beat your two. And that's always something we've always said here. So, we've done well with it.
Yeah, so the importance of keeping your five then out of foul trouble is big then on Friday night against Hoban too, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think any time you get in these kind of games, you know, the foul situation is a big factor of a lot of teams, even down the state. So, you know, it's one of the only sports where you can lose your best player. Like, you know, football doesn't lose their quarterback because they get in foul trouble or, you know, whatever. They get to play the whole game, so. You know, you're practicing all this stuff, and you lose a real good kid. I mean, you got to have some different things you do. And I just think that's a big deal. I mean, so that's one uncertainty you have in basketball, in your coaching. And, you know, it's that foul situation, and that's a big deal.
No doubt. Hey, Coach, I was impressed with the second half, the way your girls responded watching that last night. We wish you nothing but the best on Friday night and beyond. We'll have it for everybody here on WHBC, and hopefully we'll be talking to you about heading to Dayton in the Final Four this year and actually getting to play those games, all right?
Yep, I hope so. Thanks for having me on, you guys.